Let's start off with where we are, kind of in the life cycle of the spotted lanternfly. What might people be seeing right now? We've talked a lot about the egg masses, kind of up to this point. Are they starting to hatch? And if so, what do they look like when they start to hatch?
Yeah, I haven't had any confirmation of egg masses hatching yet, but I wouldn't be surprised to hear that any day. So most of the spotted lanternfly that are out there right now are still in the egg phase. People can still scrape and destroy eggs if they find them on their properties.
And when they do start to hatch, kind of what should people look for, and kind of what can you do once they start to come out, of those eggs?
So when they first hatch from the eggs, they'll be very tiny. They'll be black with white spots. And you can find them running up and down the trunks of trees, or they'll be congregated on the succulent parts of the tender new growth of plants. And there's some particular plants to be watching. So tree of heaven, which is Ailanthus altissima, this is an invasive weed species that we know lanternfly really likes. But also watch the new growth of walnut trees and walnut seedlings. That's a place that we often find them early in the year. And oddly enough, we found them on roses a lot last year in the early spring. So watch those plants as well as other things, but look for these tiny little insects. They move pretty quickly, so they'll run up and down the trunks. They're black with white spots. And if you try to touch them, they'll hop, they'll jump away. So that helps you know that it's not an insect that doesn't hop like an ant or, maybe a tick or something.
So you mentioned an ant. They're that small, like the size of an ant, maybe.
Yeah, they're small. There's different sizes of ants, but they are as small as some of the smallest ants when they first hatch.
Right. As I said that, I was like, well, pretty vague, as ants don't come in one size. But you got what I meant. Thank you. And kind of as we got into the fall, over the winter, and now into the spring, we've been saying that scraping the egg masses was the most effective way. Once they start hatching, what can we, or what should we be doing?
Yeah, once they start hatching, if you find them and they're congregated in, plants where there's new growth and it's, lots of them on smaller areas of the plant, you can spray them to kill them. We know insecticides work very well against spotted lanternfly, but we're trying to make sure that everybody's being as careful as they can with insecticides. So we're suggesting that people use the softer products, things that are more preservative of the environment. And some of the options would be insecticidal soap from a garden center, or neem oil, which is an extract of a tree that you can buy at a garden center, or even pyrethrins, which is an extract of chrysanthemum flowers that will kill spotted lanternfly. We're suggesting that people use these products that you purchase. They're formulated for use as insecticides and follow the label directions. We want people to avoid using home remedies and, random things that they're finding under their sinks or in their medicine cabinet or garage. Some of those products, like concoctions of dish soap or petroleum-based products, alcohols, can burn the leaves of plants, and they're not safe for the environment or the beneficial insects. All of those products that people have at their home that they think are, safe, and I'm saying that in quotes, are also chemicals. They're all, formulated for different uses. So don't use them for insecticides. Buy a labeled insecticide from a garden center and start with the softest ones, like insecticidal soap, neem oil, or pyrethrins. And then you need to exercise patience. So spray them, go away, come back and look at them the next day or 2 days later, and probably most of them will be killed and be gone. If you see that they haven't all been killed by these soft products, you can use another application of one of those products that you bought at the garden center.
And you say when you see them do this, is there anything that you can do to kind of like a blanket spray for an area that you're concerned about, or is it you have to find them and spray them?
Yeah, we're really not recommending blanket sprays on whole properties. That just kills a lot of other unintended insects, beneficials, even spiders. It's just not a good environmental practice. We don't have a lot of evidence that spotted lanternfly is going to kill trees in landscapes. So we want people to go out and look first, and if they find high populations and they're concerned that it may be damaging the health of their tree, then act. But don't try to protect your whole property using insecticides. If people want to try to protect particular trees, they can use the sticky band method. This is a sticky type of tape or paper that goes around the trunks of trees, and you can catch a lot of the nymphs as they're crawling up the trunks with this method, but it does have a major drawback that you can catch unintended creatures. So we're suggesting that people put some sort of a guard around the sticky band to protect it from birds or small mammals getting in contact with it, or just using a much more narrow strip. When you buy the sticky paper at the garden center, it's about an 8-inch wide strip. We're suggesting that people cut it down to 2 or 3 inches so you have less exposed sticky surface. But that's a non-chemical way that you can protect an individual tree from a lot of lanternflies pretty effectively without spraying your whole property with toxic insecticides.
So that's interesting. For the most part, for landscaping, say, like, you know, a tree in my yard or something, you're not really seeing that those trees are getting killed or being severely damaged by spotted lanternfly. I guess for my yard, it would be annoying, you know, that they're flying around and bouncing off people's faces and things like that, but the damage to the plants isn't necessarily horrible.
That's right. We haven't really documented damage on most ornamental trees yet. We have seen spotted lanternfly in high numbers kill tree of heaven, which is the invasive species that they prefer. And, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. We don't really like having that tree here anyway. We have seen spotted lanternfly cause dieback on branches of walnut, staghorn sumac, maple, and willow. And certainly these high populations that are feeding later in the year when the insects are really big and they're ingesting a lot of sap, that has to be affecting the long-term health of the trees they're feeding on. But we haven't quantified that. We don't really know the long-term effects of that feeding pressure. So we don't want people to overreact out of fear for their trees. Certainly watch what's going on in your yard. And if you're concerned, call the Penn State Extension office in your county and ask questions about it. We can try to help you with those situations, but don't overreact and use toxic pesticides unnecessarily.
And that kind of leads into my next question. I've seen quite a few recommendations of either pest control or landscapers who say they'll come out and spray. And there's kind of two parts to that. One is, you know, before the eggs hatch, is there any spray that would be effective? And then once they do hatch, what should anyone who is considering hiring a landscaper or pest control be aware of before that person comes out?
We do have some experimental evidence that shows that a spray of horticultural spray oil can kill some of the eggs before they hatch. So some of the landscape companies are offering that as a service. And if you have an ornamental tree in your landscape and it's covered in spotted lanternfly eggs, you're bound to have a lot of lanternflies through the summer next year. And then when they turn into adults and they start to move around, they really are a nuisance in a landscape. It's definitely a concern for the aesthetics and just the livability of your yard. So in that case, you know, get a company that knows how to use the approved products. The horticultural spray oil has to be used at the right percentage. If you use too much in the mix, you again run the risk of damaging your trees. They also have equipment that can get up high into the canopy of the tree. Most homeowners don't have that sort of equipment, so we have a lot of tree care companies that are trying to help people manage this insect and reduce that nuisance factor, and they do have the training and the equipment to do it properly. So it's not a bad idea to have a licensed tree care professional company come in. You want to ask them questions. You want to make sure that they are licensed with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture to apply insecticides, and they should be able to show you proof of that in the form of their pesticide certification license. They should have liability insurance. You know, there's questions you can ask them to hire an appropriate contractor. And again, we have a fact sheet on our Penn State website that will help people know what questions to ask, what credentials to look for.
And then as far as what they're using, you mentioned the horticultural spray oil. Is there a list anywhere, or are there things that people should look out for or be aware of when they hire these professionals?
Yeah, there is a list of products that we know work well against spotted lanternfly. It's on our homeowner's guide that is posted on our website. So you want to be working with somebody that's using those types of products. We have seen some unscrupulous practices coming through areas where there are companies that are trying to sell more application methods than people really need on their properties. And if an informed consumer is the best defense against that kind of problem. So read the information on our website. Call your Penn State Extension office in your county and try to get good advice before you choose any one particular contractor to work with.
And are there any chemicals or sprays or families of chemicals that people should really be aware of, that if someone's saying, I'm going to spray this, you say, no, please don't?
I haven't really heard of anything like that. I think I have bigger concerns with the frequency of some of the recommendations that I'm seeing from a few companies, and this really is pretty isolated. But I don't think that you need to buy a program where you're making many applications during the year unless you have an unusually high infestation.
Okay. I think we did well. I think we covered a lot there. Anything that I didn't ask that I should have, or anything you want to add?
I'd like to add that if people are looking for it and they can help us by reporting it. So we know that the lanternfly is in Berks County and Montgomery County and Bucks County, but throughout Philadelphia County and northern Delaware into South Jersey, there's a lot of territory in the listening area that we have not found spotted lanternfly in yet. So if listeners find it, and they're especially in those, you know, areas kind of on the outer edges of where we know the lanternfly are, we would love if they would report it. People can report it through a very easy web-based reporting system on the Penn State Extension website. If they're in other states, that information then goes to the Department of Agriculture in the appropriate states. But if they're in New Jersey or Maryland or Delaware, they can also report it directly to their authorities.